tale of Hansel and Gretel. Hard by a great forest dwelt a poor woodcutter. He worked day and night to put bread on the table. But times were difficult and food was scarce. The woodcutter's pride and joy were his two children. His bold, resourceful son, Hansel, and his sweet, compassionate daughter, Gretel. His wife, a jealous, shrewish woman, saw the love in the man's eyes when he gazed on his children and resolved to get rid of them.
"Listen, man. Early tomorrow, take the two children, give each of them a little piece of bread, lead them to the thickest part of the woods, and leave them there, for we can no longer feed them."
The woodcutter was horrified and told his wife he could never abandon his children.
"Oh, you fool! Then all of us will starve. You may as well plane the planks for our coffins."
She gave him no peace until he agreed. The two children had not been able to sleep because of their hunger, and they heard their stepmother's words. Gretel cried bitter tears and said to Hansel, "It is over with us."
"Shush, Gretel," said Hansel. "Don't worry. I know what to do."
And he waited until the adults were sleeping and slipped outside. The moon shone brightly on the white pebbles in front of the house, and Hansel filled his pockets with them. Then he snuck back inside and whispered, "Don't worry, Gretel. Sleep well." It was still dark outside when the woman came and woke them.
"Get up, you lazy bones! We are going into the forest to fetch wood. Take one piece of bread each for your lunch. You'll not get any more."
As they walked to the woods, Hansel kept turning back. Again. And again. Towards the house.
"Why do you keep looking back?" asked the woodcutter. "Keep up with us."
"Oh, father, I am looking at my white cat sitting on the roof who wants to say goodbye to me."
"You fool," said the woman. "That isn't your cat. It's the morning sun shining on our chimney."
But still, Hansel kept turning back to the house, and every time he did so, he dropped a shiny pebble on the ground.